Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you are a bicycle racing fan, you probably knew that last year, for the first time since 2001, the BMX World Championships were held in the U.S., and that specific location was the BMX Supercross track in Rock Hill, South Carolina, the only Olympic-caliber training facility on the U.S. East Coast. That's the kind of venue that can make a significant economic impact on the local community. John Taylor is Director of Parks, Recreation, and Tourism for the City of Rock Hill, where he joins us now by phone. John, welcome.
Hello, Mike.
Tell us about your department.
The City of Rock Hill has a Parks, Recreation, and Tourism Department. Basically, the parks handles all the grounds maintenance, the recreation side handles all the programming, and then the tourism side invites people from all over to come visit our area, mainly through amateur sports tourism. We average probably close to $22, $23 million a year in economic impact, and we're very proud of that fact.
The Supercross track there now in Rock Hill, the BMX track, tell us how all of that came to be.
We continue to look for niches to support our strategic initiatives to develop sports tourism, particularly amateur sports tourism. Cycling became one of those niches that we looked at. We've got five cycling disciplines, mountain biking, we've got a velodrome, we've got a criterium course, we've got the BMX, and also a cyclocross course. Recently, we held the 2017 BMX World Championships, which brought a lot of attention to our area and also a lot of people. We had 3,700 riders from over 48 countries, probably brought another 20,000 people to our community.
Are all of these projects things that the City of Rock Hill funds, or are there any private partnerships?
The projects themselves, the city funds. All the cycling venues was a partnership with the Greens of Rock Hill, where they donated land in their development in exchange for us helping with infrastructure.
Now, are these cycling facilities open year-round for public recreational use as well?
Yes, sir. They're open year-round, pretty much 7 days a week. Provides a Class A quality place for our locals to participate in and gives them different forms of leisure to do. And then, you know, on the weekends, we try to have races and events that draw folks in to help with that economic engine in Rock Hill.
What is your marketing strategy for getting the word out about Rock Hill becoming this cycling capital here in South Carolina?
Depend a lot on word of mouth because of what we've been doing since 1985 when we started with a Cherry Park, a softball complex, building quality facilities, running a quality operation, that word of mouth travels quickly. So doing other major events like the U.S. Soccer Nationals.
Now, when you first built the BMX Supercross track or made the plans to build this, did you already have a contract with the World Championships to come there if you would build it?
Well, we were already in discussion with those folks. I think we had World Cups that were already lined up before we actually finished building it. But after it opened, we immediately got the World Championships.
Do we know if we will have another?
It's one of those events that UCI, being the rights holder, you know, they want to move it around various countries in the world to help the grassroots programs all over the world. But we'll be looking at it again in the future, I'm sure.
And since it is an Olympic-caliber facility, I'm assuming that there is some training that goes on there.
Yes, and also because of our location on the East Coast, we have quite a few countries that come here to train before going elsewhere in the world to participate in events. We have a good relationship with USA BMX, and we've held one of their nationals for the past 4 years. It's called the Carolinas National. That had right at a $1.5 million economic impact on our community, so the ball keeps rolling.
Well, John, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
I appreciate you giving us a call.
John Taylor is the Director of Parks, Recreation, and Tourism with the City of Rock Hill, South Carolina. We will have a link to the BMX Supercross Tracks webpage as well as a link to John's office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.